It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
I find it funny that that they didn't realize that he was the only one driving on the wrong side of the road, so they should have realized it was the English guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Who's that guy?
Oh, my God. But the helmet and the goggles and the fact that he changed his voice to like, yeah. Wah. Wow, that was the greatest disguise ever.
Like, who's that guy?
He could really fly. Less better. So we are celebrating Grease 2. Celebrating might be our strong word.
The wrong word?
Well, I'm not sure celebrating.
We'll just say playing. It's the theme
playing
for tonight.
It's the theme for tonight is
Grease 2.
Kind of feel kind of greasy. You too?
Yeah.
I was looking at the worst fans in America.
Worst fans in America.
Worst, yeah. This is according to GQ.
Okay.
The worst fans in America. Let me go back to the...
Do they tell us what to wear to?
Well, they always do.
Yeah.
I mean, they're good. So these are the worst... these are the worst sports fans.
Okay.
Number 15 of the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yes.
The reason why is because they're not fans. They all go to be seen. No one really cares about...
Yeah. And everybody hates L.A.
Yeah, except for, you know, the guy that hates short people.
Yeah.
He loves L.A. Randy Newman?
Yeah.
So, let me see.
Next one?
Yeah, next one. Well, I'd lost it.
So
they wouldn't let me see it. They wouldn't let me see it again. So, let's see. It was Pittsburgh Pirates are 18. Buffalo Bills are 17. Toronto Maple Leafs. Oh, these are the 20 worst franchises of all time.
Worst franchises.
Number one, though. Number one of the worst fans of all time.
Yeah.
Was number two was the Philadelphia Phillies fans, and number one was Philadelphia Eagles fans.
But isn't that the city of brotherly love? Or
yeah, well, as long as you're from there, you're fine. But anybody else, they hate.
Okay.
Like okay. They take pride in the fact that they legitimately did boo Santa Claus. I mean, there's video of it. I've seen video of it.
Okay.
And they were the ones who instigated. Throwing snowballs with the rocks in them.
Yeah.
Throwing batteries. And
yeah,
those were the grandmothers.
Yeah. Oh, man. Teaching them all the dirty
yes.
tricks.
Among the top, I was actually, the Oakland Raiders were in there in the top five.
Yeah.
They think they were four. University of Maryland basketball fans.
I mean, I guess in the 90s, the Raiders fans could have been up there higher, but...
they kill people, man. They literally kill people.
Yeah, nobody
shows up
to the games anymore.
You know my friend Bruce Morton, who does a lot of the games.
Yeah.
He tells a story that he used to grow up in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
And so he worked selling Cokes at a Raiders game.
Like at the stadium or outside?
At the stadium.
Okay. Like those guys that sell the $2 Cokes before you go into the stadium?
No. These are the guys that are walking up and down.
Okay.
So he gets cornered by a couple of gang members, and they beat him up and they take his money before he took his Coke tray and just crunched it over one of those two dudes' heads and just ran.
Huh.
They're not the same now, but because there's way more security, but they were, you did not go as a Bronco fan.
To
you did
game.
Not
no.
go to a Raiders game.
Or you're not wearing your colors.
No, unless you're going as a Raider. I mean, yeah. You're not cheering.
Yeah. You can cheer inside, give the little fist pump.
I remember the first time I saw an Oakland Raiders game, and there were Broncos fans like in the
yeah.
state, like a lot of orange, and I was like, "Run, run! They're gonna kill you! Run!"
Oh wait, they're not as mean as they were.
No, because they were bad for a long. But now they're good. Now that they're good again,
yeah.
This is where you're gonna start getting bad
Raiders fans.
Bad Raiders fans.
Oh, they'll be off to Vegas anyways.
Between them and San Diego, I don't know, like those, like the Californian yeah. teams, they will fight, you know, like for instance, the Charger fan who was in San Diego and got stabbed by the Raider fan. And then the Seattle fan when they were in the AFC who went down and got stabbed by a Raiders fan.
Wasn't there a
Giants?
And then
the Giants fan who got beaten by a bunch of Dodgers fans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just sort of all of that sort of just. I don't know why.
I don't like you. You don't like me.
Yeah, and it's just terrible.
Stop wearing your colors.
Yes. Stop. So I'm looking at this now it leads us to the top 20 worst franchises of all time.
Franchise.
Okay, I'll get to the top 10 here if I can get to it. 14 are the Phillies.
Okay.
Is
this like just like
any sport?
Any sport, okay.
Yeah. Oh, number 10. The Detroit Wheels.
Ooh. What sport is that? Is that roller hockey?
No, it's football.
What? Was that like the XFL?
No, this was the World Football League.
Okay.
And before his team's first offensive snap, a Detroit Wheels player was so nervous he threw up on the football. Then he came back to the huddle and vomited again.
That's like that scene in The Replacements where the big guy throws up.
Metaphor alert. They had like Larry Zonka, Kenny Stabler, but most of them were not good, and so they're the 10 worst team. Number 9 is the Indianapolis Racers.
Another
what sport
WFL?
Do you think? Nope, that's hockey.
Racers.
The Indianapolis Racers.
Track and field.
Nope, hockey.
Hockey.
Yeah, do you want to know why they're the worst? One of the worst teams. Number 9.
Their ice melted.
No, back in the mid-1970s, the Renegade World Hockey Association. So this was a league that, you know, when Hull went, Bobby Hull went and got so many more goals.
Okay, yeah.
You know, they went to the World Hockey League and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So
they
wanted to upstage the NFL with high-scoring matchups. In their first season, the Racers complied, losing games 10-0 and 12-2.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
How long did this?
The owner once donated $100,000 to a YMCA for new racquetball court so he could have a 5 p.m. reservations for the rest of his life. In 1978, he exploited the NHL's rule against drafting teens by signing Wayne Gretzky. And in Wayne Gretzky, and in one of his first games, he scored 2 goals in 4 seconds.
Wait, so Wayne Gretzky played for these
guys?
Yeah.
And so after 8 games, the guy didn't think very much of him.
Yeah.
So he traded him to Edmonton.
Idiot.
Yes.
Idiot.
Oh, my goodness. Number 8 is the Providence Steamrollers.
Is this another hockey team?
No, that's basketball.
Oh.
Number 7, the Kansas City Royals.
Okay.
I mean, they were bad for a long time.
Team I actually know.
Number 6, the New York Jets.
Another team I know.
They won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but
a long time.
Awful.
Number 5, the Charlotte Bobcats.
Dumpster fire.
Dumpster fire. They have a picture of Michael Jordan just with his head over his face. Yeah. So, let's see. Number 4, the Los Angeles Clippers.
What? Yeah. They're kind of good now. They're getting better, but they're like the second child to
the Chicago
the
Cubs. I mean, they have been terrible. Number 2, the Detroit Lions.
Yeah. Still pretty bad.
Yeah, and who do you think would be number 1?
Browns. No.
It says every Cleveland sports franchise.
Sucks to live in Cleveland.
Well, I'm thinking that it's happened before LeBron won his title.
Yeah. Is this another GQ one?
Yes. it just makes me laugh when you think about. I mean, Chicago or Cleveland's not a bad town.
No. Well,
I mean, it's not really a bad town. It's cold. It's a miserable. Chicago is a miserable place to live, but it's got a lot of nice, huge buildings.
Yeah.
It makes it very comfy to live there. Cleveland is the same way, except it just doesn't have a lot of the same buildings. But it's nice. You can live very nicely there. Heck, we can go to West Virginia and live like kings.
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 Like kings.
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 Cool bean.
Shoot. Just
it's
like
the
rulers.
Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.